This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Judge Prill's courtroom yesterday delivered a stark message. Even if life-threatening health conditions won't fully shield you from accountability for violent crimes. Jesse Ray Aarons, facing sentencing for assault by strangulation, presented a defense detailing a critical cardiac condition, a heart device monitored by a cell phone, and a dependency on expensive medications jail couldn't provide. His attorney argued incarceration would be a death sentence, citing mental health struggles and recent efforts to rebuild his life. But prosecution countered with brutal facts. A strangulation witnessed by a police officer committed by a man already on probation for drunk driving. Judge Prills, while acknowledging Aaron's serious health, ultimately prioritized the chilling nature of the crime. In a pointed remark, the court stated, "You sure as heck had great health the day when it came to going after this victim." Heron was sentenced to 2 years probation, including 330 days in county jail. He is due to report to jail Monday evening at 5 p.m., leaving many to wonder how he'll manage his complex medical needs from behind bars. And the Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity and factual hearing at 8 a.m. Wednesday, March 18th in the probate courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. The hearing is regarding a recall petition filed on Caro City Manager Karen Snyder. The petition claims that Snyder should have recalled for the failure to oversee the enforcement of Section 5 of the police chief's employment contract. This section mandates the maintenance of a specific work schedule, and City of Caro provided from a FOIA response, no schedule exists, demonstrating a current failure by Karen Snyder to ensure contractual compliance. The Election Commission is tasked with determining if the reason listed on a recall petition is factual and has sufficient clarity, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Those who serve on Tuscola's Election Committee are Fetting, Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. If the Election Commission determines language on petition as reason listed on the recall is sufficient and has clarity, the petition moves to the next step of collecting signatures to go to a recall election. If the Commission determines language on the petition is not sufficient and lacks clarity, the recall efforts end. State Representative Phil Green reported that Consumers Energy plans to develop two new energy resource facilities. The company will repurpose an existing site in Thetford Township in Genesee County to be a new natural gas plant that can deliver fast on-demand power. Also, Consumers Energy is developing a factory in Bay City. The two factories will produce a combined 1.5 gigawatts of power supply capacity, which would be capable of serving hundreds of thousands of homes. By increasing capability and focusing on clean, reliable sources, beyond a fixation on green energy, we can bring affordable, accessible energy to more people in our communities, Green said. Green represents the 67th House District, which includes the city of Lapeer and townships of Deerfield, Elba, Hadley, Lapeer, Marathon, Mayfield, Metamora, and Oregon in Lapeer County, in the townships of Forest, Genesee, Richfield, and Thetford in Genesee County, and Waterton Township in Tuscola County. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we're back with a look at more news. The U.S. Forest Service has finalized a significant land exchange in southeast Arizona, clearing the way for the Resolution Copper Project. This move follows a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that upheld the environmental impact statement, ending years of legal delays. The project is expected to become a major domestic source of copper, which is essential for grid modernization and defense technologies. Supporters cite the creation of 1,500 jobs, while regional groups continue to monitor the impact on local water resources and cultural sites. Japan and the United States have agreed to a $100 million joint venture aimed at revitalizing their respective shipbuilding sectors. The project will focus on integrating AI and robotics into manufacturing to compete with the current market dominance of Chinese shipbuilders. The agreement is expected to be finalized during a summit in Washington this Thursday. The collaboration also includes worker training programs designed to modernize the naval industrial base in both nations. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebewing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebewing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.